Chinese authorities have announced plans to extend the Lunar New Year holiday to help control the novel coronavirus outbreak. The holiday started on Friday and was originally set to end on Thursday. Now, officials say it's required to be extended to a proper extent. The decision was disclosed after a meeting of the country's leading group on the prevention and control of the ongoing epidemic. The meeting also calls for efforts to minimize death rates, train more medical professionals, and pool resources to make an early breakthrough in vaccine research and development. A senior health official says China's at a crucial time in the prevention and control of the ongoing outbreak. National Health Commission Director Ma Xiaowei says the one-week Lunar New Year holiday is the best time to allow massive isolation and disinfection to take effect. He says experts have predicted that the epidemic has entered a rather grave and complex period.
According to the recent clinical data, the novel coronavirus seems to be more infectious, and we need more clinical data to analyze the virulence and pathology of the virus. Currently, the transmission of the epidemic is rather speedy, which has posed some challenges and pressures on the prevention work.
Research finds that the virus is infectious during the incubation period, which ranges from 1 to 14 days. Ma urges efforts to strengthen community-based prevention and control work across the country and strict management of personnel who've traveled to other parts of the country from Wuhan.
We have urged Hubei province and the city of Wuhan to take most strict preventative measures, asking close contacts with the pneumonia patients to stay at home, reducing gatherings, and timely quarantining patients and suspected patients.
He also calls for efforts to strengthen monitoring and preventive measures to contain the possible spread of the virus in rural areas. Chinese authorities have suspended group tours nationwide in an effort to reduce passenger flows amid the outbreak. Tour groups that have departed can complete their trips as scheduled, but travel agencies are required to pay close attention to the health of travelers. Meantime, authorities have also suspended the trading of wild animals across the country. In Beijing, the municipal education authorities postponed the beginning of the spring semester until further notice. The Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention has announced that it started developing vaccines against the novel coronavirus. At this point, the virus has been isolated and a process is underway to identify the seed strain. Researchers say they are also screening drugs targeting pneumonia caused by the virus and studying how the virus mutates. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has confirmed that the United States has tabled a proposal to evacuate personnel from its Wuhan consulate amid the coronavirus outbreak. Spokesperson Hua Chunying says China will make arrangements and provide assistance to the U.S. side in line with international practice and provisions on epidemic prevention. The French government has also announced it will repatriate potentially hundreds of the country's citizens from Wuhan. Those citizens will be taken on a direct flight to France and then be held in quarantine for 14 days. Retired NBA star Kobe Bryant was one of the five people killed in a helicopter crash in Southern California on Sunday. Guoyan has details.
Local police say there were no survivors in the crash in Calabasas, a city in Los Angeles County. The helicopter crashed into a hillside and caught on fire. An investigation is ongoing. Local media reported that the helicopter crashed on the way to a local academy for basketball practice. Kobe's daughter Gianna was also on board. The 41-year-old played for 20 years with the Los Angeles Lakers and won 5 NBA championships. Kobe was known for traveling via helicopter dating back to his days on the Lakers. He typically traveled from Newport Beach, California to the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles in his private chopper.
U.S. aircraft manufacturer Boeing has completed the first test flight of its new version of the 777X passenger jet. The aircraft took off from Everett in Washington State and flew almost 4 hours before it landed at Seattle's Boeing Field. The plane is the world's largest twin-engine commercial aircraft. Boeing delivered 380 commercial planes in 2019, its lowest number since 2008.